The working holiday visa for Hong Kong is really quite a useful animal for relatively young people that want to spend some time in Hong Kong on an extended basis, primarily to experience Hong Kong on a holiday and supplementing costs of spending that time in Hong Kong through taking up employment with no more than 4 individual employers, with a maximum time per employer of 3 months during that 12-month limit of stay as a working holiday visa holder, and the ability to work as many hours as you wish to work, either on a full-time or a part-time basis for each of those maximum number of 4 employers. So, you're not limited to the number of hours. You can work effectively the hours that you wish. And as regards you presently being in Hong Kong as a visitor, after your working holiday visa approval has been notified to you, yes, you indeed collect the visa label from the immigration department. You need to exit. Macau or China is fine, or you can get on an airplane if you wish. Relinquishing your visitor visa status as you exit and as you arrive in Macau or China or elsewhere, place the working holiday visa label on a clean page in your passport, and then turn around and come back into Hong Kong, activating your working holiday visa as you re-enter. And at that point, you'll have a 12-month limit of stay under that immigration status from the date of you re-entering and activating your label. So yes, you don't have to spend any number of days or indeed any time of note outside of Hong Kong. You simply need to make the exit to relinquish your current visitor visa status, and then make the re-entry activating your working holiday visa upon your return. Okay, easy question. Appreciate you asking it. I hope you found it useful.